You know, the world needs more love, we know that. I mean, we saw it in Boston recently. And the lovely Eva Longoria from NBC's Ready for Love joining us on the line. She's doing her best to matchmake some hunky guys. Hey, Eva.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
You know, love is in the air on your new show. Now, before we get started, I don't want you to get the wrong idea about us, okay? I'm gay. So all that flirting that you were doing before we went...
are you ready for love?
I am. I know. Here you're trying to matchmake, and I'm heartbreaking you. I'm sorry, but it's great to have you here. Let's talk about the new show, though. I mean, you've got three guys on this one, and you've really got your work cut out for you. Now, for those who've missed the show, tell us a little bit about it.
Last week, our first episode was last week, and tonight is our second episode. We introduced the world to Tim Lopez last week, and tonight you get to meet Ernesto and Ben, our other two guys who are ready for love. And it's just exciting. I was a big fan of the dating show format, but I thought it was a little outdated, and it didn't really reflect how we date today using, you know, the internet and social media and sites and matchmakers. And so we found three guys who are ready for love, and we got three matchmakers who are helping them find it.
So now, you mentioned social media, though. Is that making it harder to trust a partner? I mean, temptation is everywhere then, right? You want to secretly spy and watch who your partner's friends with. I mean, is that putting doubt in people's minds? Social media, good or bad thing?
No, we use it as a vehicle to widen your pool. You know, a lot of people just date, you know, at work, or you date in your community, and you date in your neighborhood. So when you use social media, you're kind of opening yourself up to the rest of the country, even the world, to possibly find your soulmate who may live in another state. Mm-hmm. We don't use it as spying.
Right, okay.
As a spying tool.
Right. Now, from what you've observed, and I mean, you know, you've had some pretty high-profile romances of your own, where do people go wrong? Like, what's a common mistake, then, that you see people making in their relationships?
Well, it's so funny you say that, because on our show, we have these three matchmakers who coach the girls and coach the guys and give them advice all along the way. So there's so many takeaways you have with the show, with the matchmakers. So it's kind of great and weird to have cameras watch your date, and then our matchmakers watch it and tell you everything that went good or everything that went bad. Like, all right, you talked about your ex-boyfriend the majority of the time. Don't do that. You know, you could see him tuning out. You could see him, and you're like, oh, my God, I do that. Or, you know, you talked about farting. Not cool. now he's going to put you in the friend buddy zone because, you know, you were talking about crass stuff. Like, they just give so much great advice that you really don't normally see yourself when you're in a relationship or a date. You don't know what's going wrong, or you don't know kind of what that disconnect is. And so it's kind of a voyeuristic view you have on our show to be able to do that with the matchmakers.
Now, some people are skeptical from other, let's say, dating show franchises that you can't find love on TV, but you're actually matching people. Like, professional matchmakers are hooking these people up, right?
Yeah, they're professional, renowned matchmakers.
Now, I've got to ask then, this begs the irony a question here. How many of the matchmakers on the show are single?
Just one, the young one.
Okay.
The young guy, yes.
Oh, well, here we go then, Eva. You might be able to make a match here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I know. We'll see. Fingers crossed.
Perfect. All right.
I will tell you, though, the format works. We were very successful, so we were really excited about it. But tonight's the second episode, right after The Voice on NBC.
We'll be sure to watch it. So again, just to recap then, the show is called Ready for Love. It's Tuesday nights on NBC. Check your local listings right after The Voice. Eva Longoria, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.